Anne Elliot loved her home at Kellynch Hall. It was a large country house, but its size and grandeur didn't matter. Anne loved Kellynch because of all the happy memories she had made there with her mother, who had died many years ago. Sadly, Anne's task now was to go from room to room, helping the servants to cover up her family's furniture with large sheets. Since her mother's death, Anne's father and elder sister had spent more money than they had. Now, despite Anne's warnings, the Elliot family could no longer afford to stay at Kellynch, and they were going to rent it out and live somewhere smaller instead. "We shall go to Bath," declared Sir Walter Elliot, Anne's father, over one of their final teas at Kellynch. "I have found a house for us in one of the most fashionable streets in the city."
"But, father," interrupted Anne, "surely we could find somewhere less expensive than Bath. Perhaps somewhere closer to Kellynch." Anne hated the thought of moving so far away.
"We're going to Bath, Anne," said her elder sister Elizabeth crossly. "You don't have to come with us if you don't want to. You can stay with Mary."
Mary was Anne's younger sister. She had married a young man who lived only a few miles away, on an estate called Uppercross. Though her sister meant it as a punishment, Anne agreed that visiting Mary might be a good idea. Only a few days earlier, Mary had written to Anne, and it seemed Mary was suffering from one of her many illnesses.
"In any case," Elizabeth carried on, nibbling the last slice of sponge cake from the tray, "I should much rather Penelope Clay came with us and keep me company."
It took all of Anne's willpower to bite her tongue. Penelope Clay was the daughter of the attorney, Mr. Shepherd, who was helping find someone to rent Kellynch Hall. Anne disliked the way Penelope had flattered Elizabeth from the moment they were introduced, and the way she fluttered her eyelashes at Sir Walter. If Penelope was going to Bath, then Anne was even more convinced that going to Uppercross was the best thing for her. On her last morning at Kellynch Hall, Anne looked around the rooms, trying to picture her mother in each one, reading by the fireplace, writing letters at her desk, sitting up in bed to discuss a ball or a dinner she had attended that evening, with Anne snuggled up next to her. Sir Walter, Elizabeth and Penelope were already in their carriage, ready to leave for Bath.
"Be sure you visit everyone in the village to say goodbye from us," demanded Elizabeth as Anne walked down the front steps of the house to join Mr. Shepherd. "It's the polite thing to do."
Of course, Elizabeth wasn't concerned enough about politeness to actually visit the village herself. Anne nodded in agreement and waved goodbye. She was a little ashamed to admit that she was far less saddened to see her father and her sister leave than she was to say goodbye to Kellynch Hall.
"Good news, Miss Elliot," said Mr. Shepherd. "I have found someone who wishes to rent Kellynch Hall."
Anne smiled. "I hope they're good people," she inquired.
"Very," replied Mr. Shepherd.
He pulled a sheaf of papers from his bag and adjusted his spectacles to read the names.
"An Admiral Croft and his wife. I believe they will be joined by Mrs. Croft's brother in due course, although it doesn't mention his name."
"Captain Wentworth," replied Anne, a little shakily.
"Ah, do you know him?"
asked Mr. Shepherd.
"Yes," replied Anne. "A little."
In fact, Anne knew Captain Wentworth very well. 8 years ago, she had even agreed to be his wife.